This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. This show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh my God, we are back. It's hour three. It's a Tuesday night. You're in studio with The Show on Q Talk America. My name is Clayton McKee with Katie June.
I have to like dance break my anxiety off right now.
Apparently somebody's being killed in the building next door to us. We're not sure.
And in the hallway of yeah.
Right. But so, the way, no.
And being played by
on the other side of this wall. In fact, if you walk to the back parking lot, you'll notice that there's those glass doors.
The doors.
If you walk back then, I'm sure they are shooting people or cameras.
Erin said she heard club music when she came back. So I'm certain that has to be.
It's the Ion AZ boys. It's the Ion AZ people. That's what it is. Okay. Again, beginning of hour three, we've just done the drinking game. By the way, if you're curious to know, the drinking word or phrase this week is next caller. That's courtesy of Al Perkins. Some of our beverages.
Molly Montgomery.
That's true. Molly Montgomery. She's the one who actually gave it to us a couple weeks ago. If you're in the chat room, hello. Katie's in there. Tyler.
Hi.
Joe is in here as well. Who else is in there? Marnie, my mom.
Hi,
all kinds of people are in there.
Hi, Diane. I miss you.
Al is Al's getting ready for a new segment, which I think is exciting. We haven't rehearsed this. We don't really know what we're doing with it. But
we don't rehearse?
No, we never.
What the hell?
Sadly, we never rehearse like we try to. Also want to remind you that 2 weeks from tonight is our open house for the Q-Talk Studios. 5:30 on that Tuesday, we're going to do a little wine and champagne and some food. Courtesy of Katie, what is it? The cafeteria?
The cafeteria on Thomas.
On Thomas.
Do we get to put up decorations?
Jonathan Pryor is going to be providing some food. Phoenix Pride providing some beverages for us. And we're going to have the studio open for you.
It'll be a good time.
To stop by, see how we put it all together and how we make tragedy happen live on the air.
Do you need Windex?
No, it's good now.
It's good now. He's trying to...
But I'm trying to do where I can...
There are door prizes. There will be door prizes.
Sure, there will be something. Yes. And then you can stand and watch at the window and see how we put this together.
I'm like, I'm attached to so many cords. All right, now... Here's how this works. Now, there are points awarded to the...
This ought to be fucking tragic, I'm sure.
Okay. So it's called... Now, let me go to my list. Let me go back to my...
We have a name?
Yes, no, that was the best part.
That was
because
Dr.
I know
Drew.
I called a couple people.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew's Death Den.
Yeah.
Oh!
I
forgot.
Some people.
I remember that now that you say that.
I have so much shit written on things like this that we need to frame at some point.
Yeah. Right.
The original meeting at your house.
Oh, write this down.
This
kind
of show. Big, grand opening. So work on that.
Okay. Oh, that would be funny for the grand opening. Like this. This is the piece of paper. This is the cocktail napkin.
This is
where it started.
Right.
I actually have some of that in a folder at home.
All right. So I don't think this board is big enough.
No. Well, that was just for this
to write Dr. Drew's death. You just have to know that's what it's called.
D on the top. We can make it. I can make a label across the top.
By the way. It's 4Ds. Can I just point that out or no?
It's fine.
So we'll start with that.
I guess it's four of them.
The only thing that I wrote, and it was so funny how the week transpired. Well, funny, hashtag lucky for us.
Next caller.
But unfortunate for the person who we're all going to talk about. Which brings me to a subplot A. Is the doctors not on ABC in Phoenix?
The doctors?
The show? I know where you're
talking
about.
My mom watches it.
Yeah, because, no, it's on.
Unless they changed it, because my mom used to watch it.
Yeah.
Okay, because I couldn't... Isn't it on ABC?
I thought so.
Right after the Chew.
It must only be on high def.
Oh, no idea.
Because I'm watching a non-high def TV, so maybe the... I don't know. But I couldn't find it, because I wanted to watch an interview, so I have to watch it on cable.
Okay.
So we'll go D...
You have a non-high def TV?
It's a long story.
Yeah,
it's,
you don't want to
involves
know.
A duck and some...
But you can crawl into it and like you're there.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
So we'll tell you later. So the only thing that you need to know, and I really did write this down last week, is there is no points for terminal illnesses.
Fuck you. Next caller.
No.
I choose Valerie Harper.
Right, but you don't know how long they're going to last.
No, I know that.
But you don't get points for saying someone's going to die that's got a terminal illness.
I wasn't looking for points. I'm not looking for points.
I'm on like a William Culp.
Right.
That like was walking on a sidewalk and went boom.
Right. Right.
And tripped over a rock.
William Culp.
He was the director, whatever, in Greatest American Hero.
Right. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. 50s, 60s.
You want Natasha Richardson. Takes a beginner's ski lesson. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the kind of shit that...
Watch out for that tree.
Yeah, it gets you a lot of points.
Kennedy's.
Right.
You know,
that's how you get it.
Marty, pull that whole mic over.
Okay. All right.
Keep going. Keep going. Could you keep on going?
I know. Well, no, because we put it there so they could share.
Yeah, but it did work. It didn't work. Move it back to where it needs to be.
We have a conscientious objector. Do the thing with your arms again. That's really funny. There is someone.
Oh my God, that is amazing.
She has been rejected.
She's in two shots.
Our guest bartender has been redacted. We're not sure who she was.
You gotta do one of these, babe.
That is so cool.
Okay, next caller. You only get big points are only awarded for the young and healthy drop over dead for no reason,
okay,
or plucky old people like Abe Vigoda,
who won't die.
Yeah, who won't die?
Okay,
who like outlives everybody?
What are those, Kate?
Like, cockroach.
Good.
Let's see. Okay,
but we will put Valerie Harper first.
You got salsa
and
verde.
Gets her. St. Patrick's Day green.
Oh, throw them over here. Just can you? Oh no, no, they're open. I'm sorry. No, we can't. Hang on.
I have so much going on right now. I can't do.
Oh,
that.
Really? Like, I'm not directing a fucking show. Mm-hmm. You're writing on a wipe off board.
And if I drop something, there's all this electronic stuff.
I thought you said you couldn't do Valerie Harper.
No, I said there's just not points for her. So when we award points...
So I'm not looking for points.
Right, but
because
when
it's going to happen.
Remember I told you when Bob Hope died, when you're getting free points at the bar, he didn't get any points because we were on death watch for him for the whole week.
Like Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Everybody in L.A., and I was
going to do Zsa Zsa, and then I thought
no, but she's on plucky old people because they're cutting her apart piece by piece.
That's true.
She's still alive.
That's true. She's already had an autopsy.
They've been cutting her apart since before Donna Summer and Whitney Houston died.
But isn't she terminal, though?
No.
No?
She's just old.
Every time something gets terminal, they cut something off of her.
Why do you have the red light on? Are we supposed to stop talking?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks. I got confused.
Thank you
now, Marty and I are going to agree on number two.
All right. You tell me what I'm supposed to play the new theme music for.
Oh, good one. Yes.
Nice. All right.
Now, okay.
Does this go with...
next.
This is like regular points. Is this plucky old person or is this like...
plucky old person.
When we knock them off the list, we'll assign points.
That's right.
Okay.
We'll assign points.
Tyler wants to know, does old age count as an illness?
No.
No.
Not at all. Because that's what I'm saying.
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Like George Burns.
He just died.
Because the bar that we were in L.A., and the reason that they were playing it in L.A. is because half the people were in the industry, and the other half that were there were, like, news people.
Okay.
So it was so funny because everybody was on watch for Bob Hope because but Bob Hope's family was so savvy to news cycles that he had been dead for, like, a half a day.
Okay.
They didn't announce till, like, Sunday morning at 4 a.m. because they knew that everyone in the news would be on their way to work. They didn't, they knew that everyone would come in and cover Bob Hope's death, especially in L.A. There's an airport named after him. Everyone was going to stop what they're doing. Everyone's packages were done, so everybody was like, drink all you want to.
Sure.
The obituary's written.
Right.
We've got all the film done.
All we have to do is the exit date on the super.
Right. It's all we have to do is put in what number we're going to end with, 99, 03.
Right. What year?
What last two digits. But they were, but the family, Doris, I think Doris was his wife's name.
Yeah.
Doris was so nice that she announced the death. After everyone was like done with their weekend plans, so that they could just come to work, and everyone kept saying it. It was the funniest thing to be with all these newscasters. They were like, "Yeah, we just plug in a tape."
Okay.
Like somebody's gonna stand outside the airport and be like,
"Sure."
And Bob Hope finally died.
Right.
Cut to tape.
Yeah.
That they made 17 years
ago.
Well,
they have a huge thing on. They have a huge thing
like
on
Mickey
the
Rooney's,
internet.
Mickey Rooney's obituary has already been written. Yeah.
No, but that's what they have a bunch. They have like Courtney Love has already been written.
And everybody.
Courtney Love, is she still alive?
Yeah. One of the funniest.
Not in Brain Activity.
That's one of the funniest episodes of Mary Tyler Moore is when
Courtney Love was not unmarried.
No.
Did you unplug that?
I don't know. There's so many.
You unplugged it.
So many cords.
You unplugged it. We need to get you
I can't turn the chair. That's the problem.
Because it's
plugged in. See, you wanted me to pass Doritos.
Whoa. Here, babe.
Wait.
Right under
here. God.
See, I told you. There's so many cords. So anyways, in an episode of Mary Tyler Moore.
The paint marker.
Yeah.
Try that. It'll show up more.
Go ahead. It's not lit up yet.
It'll go.
So in an episode of Mary Tyler Moore, Mary has to update the obituary cards for everybody, and she's all pissed off because she wanted to do something fun.
Okay.
So she talks Rhoda into coming over and doing it with her, and they get bored and drunk. And they write, like, Dolly Parton's obituary, and they say, like, oh, I bet she didn't drown. But because they're getting drunker and drunker. But the unfortunate part is, like, a local Minnesota politician dies that was way after they'd been drinking.
Okay.
And so Ted goes on the air and reads the obituary that they wrote while drunk.
While drunk.
And it's,
I love it.
So that's the first thing I thought of when I thought Valerie Harper. I'm like, well, she's giving them so much notice that somebody's just sitting at home putting together the goodbye tape.
Sure. That's a good call. Yeah.
That's going to be somebody's job. Like, can you put together your Rhoda highlights and we'll just put in 13?
But literally,
6 degrees of separation, I do have Dick Van Dyke on my list.
But literally every single celebrity, I don't care if you're Justin Bieber, if you're that little black girl that just was nominated for an Academy Award, single person has it written.
Every channel.
I knew that they had some written, like, ahead of time.
I feel like I should start mine.
I thought it was, like, not for Heath Ledger.
I haven't started.
Know? You do?
Yeah.
No, they
do. Oh, mine. Yeah. Good friends.
When you untimely depart this show, Katie,
we all have a red dye. And
I think this is how this game... I have no idea if that's how this game came about.
All right.
So now we have our top two. As I would turn around and show you, but, like, everything goes wrong when I move these cords.
Yeah, but you'll eventually have to.
I want
to
claim Taylor Swift.
She's always number 10.
She's number 10.
That's right.
We always agreed that Taylor
Swift.
All right. So now, people in the chat, good people of the chat room, everyone needs to. Everyone can have their nominees.
Here's my question, though. Last week we had picked.
Because I have another couple on there, and then I added one this
week. Oh, my gosh.
Which part?
This breaking. Next caller. Listening to us right now, and I'm going to only hope that it's the boys in Australia, because they're on. Australia's on. The Russian Federation has been listening.
Wow.
That's exciting. Formerly known as CCCP.
Yeah. Much like DDDD.
DDDDD. Guns.
Okay, so you might have to wet this one.
You're not going
to
fit 10 on here.
I know. That's why I erased it, and then I wrote in the exact same font.
I'm still waiting for
my teacher font.
All right. Okay. Okay. Good. We have water and paper.
I also didn't get this wet enough.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Next caller.
Next caller. Okay. Is the caller there?
Do we have a lid?
Yeah, it's right there.
I'm gonna use that one.
All right.
So
pass this lid.
Yes, Tyler, you definitely can play.
Oh, please do.
Come on, Tyler.
Everyone gets to play.
Tyler, you're our fifth on the show. Of course, you can play.
Almost right. Tyler, are you coming to the open house in 2 weeks?
Six.
Oh, my God. Tyler, if you could make it, that'd be so fun.
Would that be
funny? Spring break, Tyler. Is this Tyler's spring break?
Tyler, is this your spring break?
I hope it's next week or in two weeks so you can show up here at our grand opening at our open house.
Tyler and I tried to do that in the chat room last week, Tyler, and his spring break doesn't line up. Wah, wah.
Mm. Wah, wah. All right. So now we're just going. Like, we had a list from last week, but we have to, like, include everybody, so... Pick fun things.
Are we sticking with our list from last week?
No, because we never made it. We were just yelling out people that...
No, wait, where
is... We were all just yelling out people that might die.
Where does my Hugh Downs fit in?
Because I think my next pick is...
Right. You had Prince Philip.
Right.
You had the queen. You had Prince Philip.
And that's what I'm saying. So you get one. So if that's what you want to stick with the week later, you get
Hugh Downs. I'm going to stick with the queen, but then I have another... I have a new addition after the queen.
And what time frame do they have to die?
We'll update every week.
Okay, right. Well, no, but wait a minute. So we're changing our
You want. So, yeah, if you want to.
Well, last week we didn't have Valerie Harper. Now she's got brain cancer. You have to change the list.
How do you not? We learned.
We're not the Catholic Church. We can change.
Are we sending smoke signals for this?
We could start.
Yes.
All right, then.
I feel like I want to turn the air down again.
Good.
Oh, and make it cooler?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's warm in here now. Good.
Oh, well, I'll go
so
do
this,
that.
So this is funny. May the odds ever be in your favor.
That was awesome.
This is not working.
Okay, well
then. Because really.
Do we have more colors?
Yeah, we'll try it. Well, they've all been running up.
It's very exciting.
You have to hang on.
Yeah, you push them. Yeah.
Well, good luck.
This is not her first time with a board or a marker.
At the rodeo.
Oh, sorry.
You're good.
At this rodeo.
All right.
Do what you got to do. We had a lot of choices.
And
we'll just take nominees, but just keep your lists open in case someone dies and we have a spot open.
Dr. Drew's death.
DDDD.
Right.
Dr. Drew's death. Oh,
then. Maybe write that along the side.
I was going to put it up here across the top of the board later. Okay. But
oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's add that later.
We'll get stencils. Or maybe I'll get a real write-on wipe-off board.
Oh, look how good her handwriting is. I'm so glad she's here.
She's a scholar.
All right, you can be the fifth member of the team.
Yay!
Sorry, Tyler, you just got bumped.
Okay, so my friend Stephanie Klein just learned about our podcast, video cast.
Hi,
and she might be listening. She said she was going to be listening tonight.
Okay.
And I feel like, okay, and she just is really, really funny and fabulous. Reminds me a lot of Molly. Anyway, I think she
nobody in the room right now.
And Aaron. No, but you know, like, she has Molly. You know what I mean. She has Molly's same sense
funny.
Of humor.
I understand.
Very funny.
Because Aaron's not funny. I know what you mean.
Stop it. So,
Next caller.
I'm asking her for her opinion because I feel like
about
she might
dead
know
people?
About Dr. Drew's death.
I see dead people.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I had another one. Are you ready for it?
Yep.
Sure.
And I don't know how relevant it is, but I have reasoning. I think Andy Dick is up on my list.
Oh, that's
really?
A good one.
Yeah.
Now that's playing.
Oh,
that's playing
smart. I like it.
Because
I was trying to, you know, Lindsay Lohan, please. Like, of course, you know, really.
Of course, she's going to die.
Of course, she's going to die. And I don't mean later.
Exactly.
But I mean, there is
later
a, you know,
that same
thinking
day.
Of someone where you kind of go, oh shit, like that would be Elijah Wood. You know,
yeah,
like
right.
An actor where you're like, what? Kind of like Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
I think. Where you're like, son of a bitch.
But I feel like Andy
Lindsay
Dick's going to be
go,
on,
oh, yeah, like Whitney.
He's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Right? Oh, that'll kill him.
And
oh,
he's going to do really poorly, and he's going to overdose.
So what'll happen is that he'll dance, he'll fail, he'll get kicked off, then he'll kill himself.
Or then, he may overdose.
And then the reports will come up. Should the show even go on at all?
Yeah. Well, and Dancing with the Stars hasn't really had any any made
stars.
Yes, so, this is the stars. Well, hasn't had any major.
These are all the people that should be on Love Boat.
Now
if it was
stop
still
it. They had like, Chaz Bono,
but they haven't had any major. Like, there's been no like crazy controversy,
right? Because it's ABC Family.
But I think that this
they're very picky. Right.
They're due.
Yeah.
Now, what's their face? Didn't have thyroid cancer,
but they didn't pick. They haven't
that was
picked.
Big.
They
who
haven't,
did? That person who says
Menendez,
Maria Menounos,
or her,
she broke her ankle.
Who's next the one caller?
No. Mm. Thyroid cancer. Who's the one who's
Brooke
standing
Burke.
Up here?
Brooke
thank
Burke.
You.
Yeah,
oh.
Married to David Chauvet.
Yes, wait,
cute
is she
little
a,
couple. Kelly
she,
went to school with Brooke Burke in Tucson.
Is she a star? Is she a star?
She's an Arizona girl?
Yeah, okay. She's from Tucson. Kelly went
that.
To high school
thyroid
with her.
Cancer.
They, like, were buddies in high school.
I mean, I know she's... Is she the star of thyroid cancer? Like, what is she the star of?
It's a new series on Lifetime. Thyroid cancer.
She was on Dancing with the Stars.
Brooke Burke was a Baywatch girl, wasn't she, or something?
I got nothing.
Zero idea.
She was on E, because when I worked for E, she
I hear she's from Tucson. That's all I know.
My bad. I'm wrong on that. It's not the same one.
But I was, because the first, now that the show, they leaked how much money they make, which is helping them. Cause
how much?
It's $250,000.
God, somebody put me on there.
Right. So that.
Oh, wait.
That's
yes.
Nice.
I like it.
And then number 10 is, yeah, we got it. Okay, and that's why we have.
But wait, there's music. We have to have music.
Oh, put it down.
God
put it down.
Damn it.
Well, it's not full yet. You have to keep giving me
we're
names.
Still on the rules.
Oh, my God. When do we,
Jesus,
when do, we
this
do the reveal?
Take until next
as
week.
Soon as everybody's done talking, we'll get to that.
Oh,
wow.
We don't end until 10. Well, it's like 10:05. We're going to show
you. I'm loving the fact that Al wants everyone to shut up.
Yeah.
Good
cause,
idea.
Because you've got 14 minutes and thoughtful vulgarity
that's
start.
Right.
So you
right.
got time to get.
Go on, girl.
All right. I'm just saying, how this goes.
And everybody gets one.
I already got my two.
Should I have
no,
two?
No, you get one. There's five of us here.
I said Val.
Joe and
Tyler.
Joe and Tyler get one.
All right.
So there's a spot open. If you're just going to stick with Valerie Harper, then you get the spot open.
I said Valerie Harper and Hugh Downs.
Uh-huh. You can have, all right. Have
I
Hugh
said
Downs.
That last week.
Hugh Downs,
I said that last week.
Valerie Harper's too easy, so you can have Hugh Downs.
But we have to keep Valerie Harper.
But
now play
she's,
music.
But she's... But she's not dying this week.
You don't know that.
She
right, so that's
she
a
might.
Bad choice.
Right.
Then again, I
but
mean,
Hugh Downs could be really
right.
Bad.
Right. That's why Terminal Illness is a bad
because
choice.
Because I don't because Dancing with the Stars doesn't start yet, so I don't think that
next
Andy
right. so you gotta
Dick
play
is going to. So I'm going to go with the Queen.
Right.
I'm sticking with the Queen this week.
All right.
Sugar out of the hospital.
All right. Play the music
no.
and I'll explain the rules to you.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. I love this.
They're dead.
Dr. Drew's death den.
Explain
Dr. Now. Drew's death den. You.
Dr. Drew.
Now I gotta
den.
Shout over it. The
now
death
den. Sports.
The dead. People in the chat room, hosts, guest callers, texters, international celebrities. Uh-huh. Everybody gets a shot. Pick a name. If we have more than 10 to fill, then we'll vote and put who's up there. Bad choices and low points go to terminal illnesses because they're just, it's a pity fuck and she might just want to be interviewed. And she could pull a Judd and find a miracle cure for chronic hep C.
A Judd?
Oh.
Naomi Judd.
You,
still alive.
Pull a Judd, though. I appreciate
you just,
that.
You just wait till I'm off my Reba McEntire thing. By the way,
still alive.
I know, but I'll tell you my conspiracy theory about the Judd.
I bet you will.
So you put your name on the board. If they die this week, points are awarded, and we'll go by at the end of the year, whoever has the most points.
Yes. Who's keeping track of all this shit?
Me.
Okay.
I'm in charge of the dead.
So Aaron, hold up in Al's shot. Can you hold that up?
Not quite finished.
Oh, wait. You know, wait. I got to never. Hang on.
Oh, no. Wait. Okay.
Wait, who got it?
Oh, okay. We're good. Wait,
I'm only there. Picking. Yeah, I'm only picking. Shot. I'm only picking the queen this week.
Oh, you picked Andy Dick?
Didn't you?
No, I did, but I'm not.
Andy Dick's not official.
I redacted Andy Dick
yeah.
in favor of the queen.
Legal.
No, but I hope to tonight.
There is something on Stephen Colbert this week where he goes, at Guantanamo, they had, let's say, a birthday party, or they killed him. It was redacted.
Aaron, you know what I like about this shot the most?
I'm in it.
No, well, aside from that, but...
Tyler has Nancy Reagan, by the way.
Oh, wow. Good, Tyler.
Plucky old person.
Oh, my God. And plucky old person. And Joe has Barbara Bush.
Titless okay. Wonder. Nancy wow. Reagan, always known as the Titless Wonder.
Some good first lady picks.
No, Aaron, here's what I like about this shot. If you go to this shot, you can see, really, you can see you. You don't really, when you go to this shot,
and
raise your arms. It appears that you're as wide as that black mark. We know that's not true.
Well, it is.
We know that's not true. It. I just think it's funny because
I found the angle that the camera catches me in that I'm like, I will never sit like that again.
Can you show us the angle?
No. I caught it once and I almost threw up in my mouth.
Apparently,
that scream you heard was me from the other studio. Trying to off myself in the bathroom.
Gotcha.
Okay. I like
well, apparently then I'd like to pick Al T. Perkins.
Isn't your mom plan?
Huh?
Isn't your mom plan?
I don't know.
Come on, Di.
Who do you pick?
Me?
Oh, we haven't gotten there yet.
Well.
Yeah, you get a pick.
So.
You should have seen her the other night doing this in bed.
Oh, my God. I found a great app. That's
that's like lesbian bed death, right? When you're picking dead people while you guys are in bed together.
No, it was pre and post sex. We're good.
Oh, okay. Good.
Next caller. I'll take uncomfortable things for 1,000, Alex.
That's what you're doing in your head, right?
Mm.
Is that where we blow out the
same scream?
I think this is where I'm crawling under the table, as you said about a year ago that I used to do. I actually had picked Bob Barker.
Ooh, it's a good choice.
Carl.
Strong choice.
I had gone with Bob Barker.
I remember that from last week.
I'm between Bob Barker and Kirk Douglas.
Another strong
those
choice.
Those would be my two. So if I'm flipping a coin, Bob Barker.
Bob Barker for the win.
Bob Barker
Wait,
for the win.
Wait, who did you say?
Kirk Douglas.
Because he's real old.
He is.
Wow.
But Bob Barker's not young.
Now,
Michael Douglas also got sick.
Yeah.
But he's like not dying. So those Douglases have some good genes.
Did you see, speaking of Douglases.
And they own like half the Bahamas. For reals.
Have you seen any of the pictures that have been not leaked out because they purposely have been done of him as Michael Douglas as Liberace?
And they're doing they're doing a full court press on this now. And I heard that it doesn't debut on HBO till May 31st. Steven Soderbergh. Directing, Oscar-winning director, two Oscar-winning stars. You've got Matt Damon and Michael Douglas.
Right.
You've got Debbie Reynolds playing Liberace's mother.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I can't remember who the other big star is.
Awesome.
Could not get film distribution for it, so they had to go to HBO with it.
Oh my God, wow.
That's because right. I do remember that.
Because of the gay context.
Yep.
That they couldn't,
really?
They couldn't get anyone to distribute the film.
Oh, come on. Even,
absolutely.
I mean, Brokeback Mountain, for God's sake. They were actually having gay sex on
So what'll happen...
I know how to quit you. Oh, my shirt.
Yeah. So what'll happen
I'll never forget the rabbits.
So what'll happen is this will be another I'm just going to reach out there. And maybe I should have on the Death Watch the Liberace movie. But is this, everybody stays away from it. No. Kind of the Argo thing where they just kind of ignored it. And then all of a sudden it's amazing. Everybody loves it. Everybody blows it up. It's all fantastic. And they come back later. Oh, yeah, it was really good.
So you mean Iran's going to sue them?
No. Well, maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe. I just wanted to check.
No,
okay.
But it'll turn out and it'll be HBO will get another jewel in their crown, okay, gotcha. As they always do.
Gotcha.
They'll get another 1,400 Emmys because it's Emmy bait if it wasn't Oscar bait to start off with. But the fact that they couldn't, and then all of them said, fuck you, we'll just go to, like everybody else does, let's just go to HBO.
I'm going
to
guess also, based on the content, it also may be masturbate.
Ah.
Oh.
Next caller,
please. My friend Steph says, Chevy Chase.
Oh. Okay, there we go.
Why?
Yeah. She says, because karma.
Yeah, I agree.
That's just her reasoning. Because karma.
What the hell did he do?
Right.
Oh, just being like a dick.
Fabulous movie, Fletch.
Yeah, no.
But also just kind of being a dick.
Everything that he's doing with Community lately and being such a dick on Community. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't
well,
seen
and
that.
That's like her favorite one of her about like, shows.
But isn't that just a character?
Yeah. No. He's walked off the set. Like, he's pissed off everybody.
He's being a prick.
He's out. Yeah.
He's like making. He's like threatening voicemails and like crazy, crazy, crazy Alec Baldwin type shit.
But he's pulling Mel Gibson.
Yes, and an Alec Baldwin. Really?
Yes.
I knew nothing about this.
All right. So we're gonna. What's her name? Stacy.
Stephanie.
Same thing. At your leisure,
Stassi.
Stephanie right. gets a vote of Chevy Chase. Oh, no, you haven't picked yet.
Only because
Aaron,
Kelly puts it on.
You haven't picked yet.
You haven't picked yet.
But I'm good with that because I don't know how I feel about this game. So
because it's in
such
She's
willing
taste.
To be the recorder, and that's good.
The whole Chevy goddamn Chase. Show is in poor taste. What the? You're just going to pick one segment?
What do you know?
And who? There was one other.
I haven't picked mine yet.
Oh, really? Perfect. Come on, Al.
No.
Joy Behar? Who are you going to throw out there?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to stick with O.J. Simpson.
Ooh, oh, that's a good one.
Back it, get your...
What do you mean stick with? I never heard you say that. Yeah. I enjoy it. Okay.
Why?
In the prison yard.
Reasoning?
All right.
With a shiv.
Yeah, but he's been in the prison yard
We're
for
not
a while.
Playing Clue.
Oh, but that was the
warden.
Other. That was the other part of the game in California.
Can we zoom in here on the board?
I can't. We can't. We have no ability to zoom in. However,
zoom in on me. Do a close. Do a tight.
We can't. But how we're going to play this again?
Since when can you do me?
It's a.
Ooh, here. Okay.
Oh, wait. Wait.
Wait.
Wait.
Wait.
Wait.
Wait.
Wait.
Hold on. No. No.
God damn it! These cameras. Al, go.
Yeah, there we go.
Nobody can read it. Now it says number one, Valerie Harper. Number two, Ted Nugent. Number three, Hugh Downs. Number four, the Queen of England. Number five, Bob Barker. Number six, Nancy Reagan. Seven is Barbara Bush. Eight, Chevy Chase. Number nine, Al Pix O.J. Simpson. And always our constant, number 10, Trainer Swift.
Next caller.
That's right. That's Diane's pick. So she doesn't have to play because she gets an honorary.
That's right.
Now, every week, just make your changes as appropriate.
No, it's not in any particular order.
No.
Right?
No, I'm just waiting to
say. So it's just who's next.
Somebody on that list may die this week.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hope that people die.
I just want to win.
Except Ted Nugent.
I just want to win.
I want Ted Nugent.
And may I just
expire?
Oh, I want,
on his popularity.
Well, no. He said
in Wyoming.
Dead or in prison by April 1st if Obama's reelected.
And I bet that if he goes to prison, he's probably going to also die.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think.
Or be the leader of,
I don't know. Mm. Yeah, I mean, he's going to have the Aryan Brotherhood on his side, but the black guys are pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah, and tough.
I'm not sure what you meant by that.
Bend over, bitch.
Next caller.
But we can call OJ and find out.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to have the Aryan Brotherhood, but he's also going
to
have OJ.
How many times he's had to squeal like a pig since he's been incarcerated?
And he's also going to have
M13. No, it'll be like on MTV. You'll have the claymation, O.J. Simpson, and Ted Nugent.
Oh, the celebrity death match?
Celebrity death match.
Gonna have, I watch
shower
gang,
gang
I watch
raped.
Gang Wars. I know all about prison life. There are Mexican gangs that hate him.
Oh, my God. How are you two not best friends? How in the love of God?
Bad.
I know all about prison life.
It's because I saw it on MTV.
I'm hardcore.
Well, and you can also watch that Scared Straight show, and that'll show you, like,
I don't know Scared Straight.
I get anxiety watching that.
I don't know it.
Oh, my God. A&E.
Okay, I'm turning. I watch Hoarders Buried Alive. My back room is turning into that.
Yep. It, wait, okay.
Are you not hoarding episodes of Hoarders? Is that what you're doing?
No, I have a mattress in my hallway because we are trying out a new bed.
Leave it alone. Leave
we're
it alone.
We're trying out a new bed. So while we're trying the new bed to see, it's from Costco, so we can return it if we don't like it. We have our old mattress. There's nowhere to put it, and the only place that we can put it that we feel safe that if it falls over, it's only going to hit another wall and not like crush our child is the hallway, the back hallway. So anyway, it's there. Anyway, I leaned it accidentally up against a light without a cover, and then I turned the light on, and then all of a sudden I was rocking Palmer, and I'm like, what's burning? And there's a now there's a big mattress with a gigantic burn hole in it. I mean, it looks... Yes, it is Hoarders. So now every time I'm walking into the bathroom, I have to, if I want to go to the bathroom, I have to tilt the mattress, the burn mattress one way. And if I want to go to the back room, I have to tilt the burn mattress the other way.
It is, by the way,
embarrassing. Right.
I would like to remind you that you have a detached garage that can store that mattress.
The detached garage
is because he's going to want it.
Oh, no, I'm good.
I have cleaned out that detached garage.
I don't need full of shit.
Hold on. Mother of God, get something. Yeah. Stand by, we have an emergency. We have an in-studio emergency.
That's not an emergency. It's just too many fucking cords.
Well, stand by, we're wiping off an iPad. Right.
Yeah, just go ahead. Carry on. Everything is fine.
Carry on, my wayward son. Yes. No, what I would like to say is that she's out of
excited.
There's a lot going on. I do not need a secondhand mattress that two lesbians have had fornication on. I would like to get that
conjugal relationship.
Whatever you've had.
Well, she knows about prison.
Yeah. While Al's sopping up what may or may not be good wine.
Well, it's the Pope.
You made a good mess.
Spilled.
Yeah, you did.
I think I miss me though.
What time is it in Rome?
I'm pretending we're on the same clock.
Middle of the night.
No, what I'm wondering is
8 hours later.
Later.
5 a.m. 5:29 a.m.
So could they?
Well, they're up praying right now. Well, I didn't know. Yeah. And then they're going to put on those funny hats and sit down and have a conversation.
Oh, there was another thing on the end I didn't tell you about. It was a fashion critique.
No, they picked the Pope.
Oh.
Which one?
That's next week.
No, the one that retired. The one that said he was in ill health.
Benedict.
Yeah, he's just nobody,
I don't know why the rest of you...
He wanted to spend his last days loving on men.
But why is nobody else pissed off that he's in seminary. Poor health? You're not in poor fucking...
By the way...
I just pisses me off every time I think
he's
about
it. He's too weak to carry the church backwards. Yeah. He said that.
Right. But it's such a crock of shit. Clearly, you molested children. Yeah.
He just wants to be gay in peace.
Yeah.
Don't we all? That's what's been my motto since 1993. So speaking
gay
of...
Gay in a peace. Yeah. All right, so...
God picked him.
You
and
got a dirty
quit.
Mattress. You don't want it. That's right.
That's pretty good. That's all we get out of that. So why can't you put it in your fucking garage?
Okay, the garage I've cleaned out twice in the last couple of years. Like done a clean out. No.
Couple of years.
Come over and clean Here's out my what I mean. House. Here's what I mean. I mean, like pulling every. It's an old garage. It's not insulated.
It's a
There's
single
nothing.
Car.
It's a single car. It's old. It's all like wood and cobwebs and shit. And we
I've
have like
been
storage.
In it.
Oh yeah. So I pulled out everything out of it, and like I shop vac every last cobweb, every last everything. And you want to know who doesn't do that or care is a lady by the name of
Palmer.
Kelly Flading. Because when she puts stuff away,
Palmer
she goes like this.
I swear
to God, like I have everything and I organize it. I label shit. I'm like, here's where the car things go. Here's where the paint brushes go. And when Kelly goes in Makes there sense. To get stuff, she goes like this. And finds it. And then when she goes to put it back, I swear to God, she closes her eyes and just like chucks it. And when you walk in, yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. When I walk in there, I'm just like, why is there a fucking paintbrush over by the tires?
Yes.
Kelly, why is the paintbrush by the tires?
Kelly will understand if you're not here for open house in 2 weeks. Just
because you and Aaron will be hanging out.
Yeah. Fucking up garages.
There we go.
Thanks.
Okay. It's 9:31. It's hour 3. We've just got 30 mere minutes to tear your heartstrings out and make it appear to be another episode of Drag Race like it was last night where everybody cried. Oh,
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
Okay.
We have a series of questions.
Oh my God.
Today. All very, very serious.
We're not going to bring it down, are we?
Yes.
That's what makes it thoughtful.
I won't leave this room till I Barbara Walter each and every one of you.
I have to tell you a little story about this theme music in a minute.
Fire us?
No, he's gonna fire us.
He's gonna make you cry. Well, if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
You're an idiot.
Shut up.
It's the famous Barbara Walter question that she always wishes she could take back.
Totally.
She asked Katharine Hepburn.
She actually asked that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's regretted it ever since. It's turned into her, you like me, you really like me
that
moment.
That is embarrassing.
All right.
What did Hepburn say? Fuck you, Barbara.
Shut up, Barbara.
I think she probably says, okay, one of us is crazy.
I'm an oak.
I'm an oak. You know what? I think she
lion
did.
Lion in the winter.
I think she did answer
you
a question.
You clumsy poop.
A lion. You're I'm my knight in shining armor. I love you, Norman.
Forever.
Okay, Marty, we'll ask you the question first.
Marcy.
Oh, Marcy. Marcy. Marcia.
Yeah, Marcia.
No. What was it? B. Reiner? That was the one.
I wrote that down
a couple weeks ago because I almost shit my pants.
Now, be Arthur and be Ryan.
Okay, first question, Marty. If I had three testicles and I had one removed, would I still be a freak?
I'm an oak.
A weeping widow.
Norman.
All of a sudden, I made her British.
Norman.
All of a sudden, Catherine Edwards British.
She's playing the queen.
Dead.
Almost dead.
Next caller. I almost shot Doritos out my nose.
Okay. Yes. This is not 2004.
Is that your serious? Is that really your question? That's not your question. That is not your fucking question.
Buddy Early, it will
right,
not
Katie
take
June.
Me 2 weeks to answer that.
Katie June, is a good red wine worth brown teeth?
Yeah.
Brown?
Okay. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Purple.
Purple, brown, red.
Because it's happened to me. This one caught me in a bar drinking. Drinking my troubles away. And he's like, your teeth are brown. Go fix that.
Well, so the next day I got
him. Well, because you're going to get rid of the brownness.
But the next day.
One would hope.
I took him a bottle of teeth whitener. Because I was like, this can't happen.
Also,
he was
a like, benefit of when having did brown teeth.
You are you playing ringing. George Washington in a TV movie? Why are your teeth made of wood?
May I just? You have Brenda and Robin.
Yeah.
As they were.
We've heard of them.
Yes. We were playing Pictionary one night, moons ago, and this was before I paid any attention to red wine and the allure it has with people's teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And Brenda and I are sitting there, and I leaned over because I'm that kind of friend. And she had a pen that she had been drawing with, and I said, the pen broke in your mouth. I thought that the pen had just... broken her mouth because she had like it was all over her lip, like her lips were a funny fucking color, like dead, and then she had all of her teeth and she was laughing real big and I'm like the pen broke. Oh, I should be a friend. And I leaned over and I'm like, yeah, the pen broke in your mouth. And she's like, what? And Robin is next to her laughing her ass off because she's seen it for years. I had never paid attention that it was just the red wine. Oh. That she had had enough red wine. That,
gets everywhere.
Honest to God, it was
all it stains.
Over. Yeah.
And that's what I'm worried because this is a good one. So this is probably just...
Yeah.
I think you're okay.
Drink it through a straw.
Okay.
I would, but that would be ugly.
I wanted to have a
taste.
Yeah, it's delicious.
We have Bindi straws next door.
Okay, Clayton.
Oh, these are independent
kind of
questions
that.
From everybody?
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah. I'm all about the fact that I got the testicles. That was nice.
If you had three.
Okay, Clayton, liquor, can it make the pain go away?
Oh, I didn't know where he was going with that, actually.
You liquor, you brought her.
Okay.
Can liquor make the pain go away? This is a two-parter.
How much pain?
Yeah, how much pain and how much liquor?
Right. On a 1 to 10, exactly.
May I see the scales again?
How are we measuring?
The lovely Carol Merrill will show you first the pain and then the liquor.
That's fantastic.
Tyler, Carol Merrill's really fucking funny.
I'm gonna say yes. And it sounds like a cop out, but it's a yes and no. Yes, obviously, it can help you get over a hurdle. And it can distract you.
And it can trip you.
I was just going to say, I would try not to do hurdles after a certain amount of drinking. Now we're back to pain.
And now I'm in pain.
Full circle. Full circle.
I just landed on my brown teeth.
Right.
Circle of life, man.
No. But clearly, it can help you get over a hurdle. But long term, you still have to deal with whatever you have to deal with. So, I mean, it's a short term fix. But then, when the next day dawns, you're still saddled with the same.
Now you got a hangover.
Right.
Yeah. Now you're laying face down in a puddle of your own sick, and you've got a headache.
And that's why I come over to your house and say, "Can I help you clean up something?"
You have to buy a new pillow.
And you get a pillow. Yeah.
$600
It's called Down Alternative.
Is that a play on words?
Yeah, that's what I know. I was like. Does that mean bottom?
Can.
That's great.
Okay, wait. I got one for you, Ernie.
That's fantastic.
My mother made me gay. If we gave her fabric, can she make you gay too?
I don't even understand that question.
Was that a question?
It wasn't, but I tried to make
it one. It didn't work at all because I'm like, I don't get it.
If we gave her enough fabric, do you think she could make you gay too?
Apparently.
Too late.
No pun intended. Yeah.
Turns out just the swatch did it.
A fabric or watch?
No, Dion Brown today, he put... What are the hard-hitting, tough, incisive topics you'll be discussing?
We've all been
adding to them, so I had to ask them because I found them all delightful.
Is there a list of topics we should have been discussing?
No, but I just went over most of them. But I love that. Mine was, is good red wine worth brown teeth? And I didn't think, because she doesn't like red wine, so I wasn't sure where you were. That's why I had to go to her.
Well, I love it.
Yep, she does.
What are the chances?
As well as do I love this.
What are the chances that a new pope will be a Nazi?
None.
You has been or will be. Are we talking present, future, past?
No, I think that's a good. Yeah, I mean, like the new pope may have been a Nazi.
Well, the old pope was. Well, I mean, he's got
exactly.
a buddy.
Sure. Well, and it could so be a fuck buddy.
It's important to not go as a young boy. Don't go into the church without a buddy.
Were they in the old?
That's how they get you.
That's right.
65%
That's my percentage. Should we play a game about that? Should we? We'll get another board.
Shall we play a game?
Right. Now, this question's kind of serious.
Oh.
I'm calling it T-minus Easter.
Okay.
How long before the election
Three
of
days.
The new pope and him saying something horrible about homosexuality?
Oh,
day one.
3 seconds.
Day one.
Gonna first, stand up in that first, fucking little.
I'm gonna make a new
mass
list.
Sermon.
The first mass.
Thank you.
I'm gonna call it fuck.
He's
the
gonna
pope.
Stand up there. We're the pope fucking. Again, play on words. We're good. Yeah.
How do you make a new list? I did it last week. Oh, create a new list. Jesus.
See, you have color. To be. It's very insightful. You have to really be in one with the iPad.
Next Would dollars. It be under this column called
new list?
Newest.
Here we go. Yeah. Fuck the Pope. All right, you said 3 minutes.
No,
she says three minutes. Yeah, I say one day. I mean, I think first
within that first mass,
his inaugural. Yeah. I don't know what they call.
Now,
him
are
in.
You saying like walk out on the balcony and say ignore Fuck the smoke?
No,
I'm
he's
going
to walk out there and pretend he's the queen who's not dead yet.
Right, right.
At that point,
or are you saying like the day
he does his first
they
mass,
they shove the specter up his ass? All right,
is that called?
Well,
do Catholics call it a sermon?
They call it the sermon, but
the sermon in the mass.
But it's not. I can't remember what his are
called.
Because
I don't feel like it's called a sermon.
Like missives or something.
Yeah. But during his first missive.
I'm wrong on that.
I'm sticking with it.
His vomit-fueled.
Missive.
Yeah, hate raid.
Hate rant.
B. Ryer says.
That was Reiner.
No, it's Ryer.
Which one is your lesson?
We talk late in that. Right.
You ever call her Ernie at all since she's been here?
I know.
Did he?
He just didn't hear it.
I didn't either. I had to do it.
I was producing the show.
Well, she was concerned it might be urine.
All right. What was your guess? What was your guess?
I didn't.
But go ahead.
Right away. He just wanted to type Ernie.
I'm gonna Ernie first sign of daylight.
He's in the room right now going, faggots!
When the smoke clears.
Oh my God, come here, little man. Good.
Clayton has when the smoke clears.
Good answer. I like it. When the smoke gets in his eyes.
Actually, that wasn't my guess, but it was just funny.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah.
I think you should stick with
that. I think we should get a new song, and I bet we wouldn't have to pay for it. Smoke gets in your eyes.
And I'm going
to
take...
Or get out of my... Smoke. Get out of my pope.
Missive.
My...
Get out of my Pope-mobile.
Get out of my conclave.
Pope-mobile.
Yeah,
Pope-mobile. That's right.
Get out of my missive.
Get into my Pope-mobile.
Get into my Pope-mobile.
I don't think we can get sued for that.
As bad as it is, no.
Yeah. And I'm gonna say just after the butler pulls out.
Yeah.
Just after the butler pulls out.
I don't think we can get sued for that. Clive Davis wouldn't even give a... He'd say no.
Well, Just after Clive Davis pulls out.
Clive would be excited about that.
That would have been...
I fucked the Pope!
Whitney, so that's how they go. Proud. Katie, one day. B. Ryer, 3 minutes. Ernie, first sign of daylight. Clayton, when the smoke clears. Al, just after the butler pulls out. Hell, here we come.
I'm driving the bus. Thank you. Next caller. Yeah,
exactly. I'm jockeying for position at
this
point.
That's right. I'm good. Somebody just tapped the keg, and that, I don't mean the
Oddly,
Pope.
In the conclave, other people are jockeying for position, too. Exactly. Different robe, same scenario.
Nice hat.
Yeah. No. They burn the votes for different reasons. They burn the votes so nobody knows who's hitting on anybody else's boyfriend, really, is what they're doing.
Yeah, that's a good call. I like that.
During the whole wine fiasco, it changed my name to F. Missy Al.
Yes.
I like
appropriate.
I like it.
The F is silent.
it's European.
It is. Oh, then I'll never get it.
It's European. I love it.
There, thank you. That's awesome. This is the first time in weeks that I haven't spent my entire part of the show over here not listening to you guys and writing names of people that I like. Last week I went home and I had Marilyn McCoo, Maureen McGovern.
Of course you did.
Diana Ross. Uh-huh. And there was somebody else, and I always
because you all thought they were all going to die.
No, I like how the names write when I write them. And Jason Medina, I always write his name.
It's never too early to get help.
Seriously.
Jason, I wrote Ruben Contreras-McKee. Not a hashtag.
Hyphenated.
Thank you.
I'll take his name.
I even wrote Ernie once. Oh. I wrote Ernie and Marcy,
but not Ernie. Hashtag McKee. No. I mean Dash.
Dash.
Yeah. Ernie no. Dash no. McKee.
Dash Ernie. McKee.
Yeah.
Just Ernie.
Oh, and it just came and it just went.
Well, so did the Pope.
Yeah. Are we still in thought?
That's what she said. What's up? With... No, I know. I had a question just came to me and it went right out of my head.
Get out of my head.
And get into my question.
I have no idea.
It was actually a good one. I can't remember.
Oh. Hold on, I'm gonna but you look like a gymnast. Like doing that?
Woo!
That'll look great on video when we watch it back.
I'm not going to regret a moment of those isn't this flabby much, upper arms.
But I agree with what
you
said.
Hey, you worked out today, so plat yourself.
Damn, you're killing yourself. No, I agree.
Can't tell by the camera, though.
I agree with what Al said. He was at the house yesterday when I was filling up his bike tires, and he said, you know what?
Oh, is that what you're
calling
it?
Since we've begun... Really? Next fucking caller.
All right, I have my question.
Hope it wasn't connected to that.
It is.
Oh, sad.
Ew.
Wait, is this going to be the would you rather question?
Oh my God, I'm looking that up now.
But he said yesterday, he goes, you know, now that we're a TV show, it's much more tolerable to watch, to get through it. Because I forget... I've wasted hours watching us again. I'm like, well, when did he do that? When did we do that?
Yeah. Who said that? All right, let's play that game.
Oh, okay. Which one?
And Tyler's going to love that. I think it's called Fuck, Marry, Kill. I thought I just added my own violent tendency.
Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Okay.
I think it's Screw, Marry, Kill, but...
Oh, you're not, like,
not on the show.
Fuck is appropriate.
Careful, Ernie.
Got it.
You're on spring break. You're allowed to say fuck.
Oh,
all right, so grab a piece of the microphone. Ernie, go first. Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Fuck, Marry, Kill.
So a colleague and I like to play this often.
During union meetings?
Yeah. Okay, so, all right.
It's not thoughtful, but it is vulgar.
Jan Brewer.
The fuck?
I'm giving you all of these names. You have
three.
To pick.
We have to pick.
Oh,
you
have
to pick. That's how I've never.
Okay, no. So you guys, I give you three names, and you guys have to tell me who you would fuck, who you would marry, and who you would kill.
Why aren't you giving her a name?
That's what how it really should happen. But I win.
I've never played.
I win. So here you go. You have Jan Brewer.
Oh, so you're gonna tell me names that I have to pick because I'm
yes,
gonna do it. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We all have to say out of these three, right?
Yes. Who you would? Yes. Jan Brewer. Michelle Marcus Bachman.
Oh, well
played. And Mitt Romney. Go. Oh.
What position am I in?
Oh, you pick.
Wherever you want to be, baby.
Who do you want to fuck? Who do you want to marry? Who do you want to kill?
That's bullshit.
The killing is the easy one.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
I'm going to say no. Because
no. Oh, yeah, it is for me.
Oh,
yay!
Jan Brewer
I
want to
grudge fuck Mitt Romney. Because he's Mormon, so you know he's had a dick up his ass before.
Grudge fuck him. God damn it.
I'm sorry. Wow. It's a Mormon mission with another boy, and you're not allowed to see anything else.
Funny,
you've had
right?
it up the ass.
Right? Okay.
Just going to play the odds. I want to marry Bachman. Just to hurt his feelings.
To dance. Yeah. To say, your little place didn't work, your little clinic.
Exactly. And then kill Jan Brewer. That's too easy.
Huh. Okay.
Because this ain't going nowhere near her.
Mm. Nope.
Tits down, dead. Me and her.
Tits
down.
I don't think I vary off of that list too much.
No, no, now we gotta get new names.
Yeah,
right?
We need new names because that one.
I'm like, no.
Hmm.
I
think we should do it like. I think we should do it like tag. Like all now, right. now I gotta do. Okay. Something.
Oh, now you have to do three names.
All right.
Yep.
So you guys pick. Oh, should I do? Yeah, I'll do Clayton. All right.
I don't like the sound of that
at
all.
There's a whole lot of innuendo in the show for you too, and I don't know.
Oh, what that was what the question was going to be. What's your favorite euphemism for sex? And I always like shaking hands with Mr. Lincoln.
I like shaking the protein shake.
Shake. Does it work for women?
No. But you don't know what I'm doing under that table.
That is scary.
Every euphemism makes me sick a little.
That's all.
All right.
I don't know what euphemism. I don't know. Horizontal hokey pokey.
the beast with two backs.
I've said that before.
The grudge fuck.
The grudge fuck.
No, that's not
a euphemism.
But that's not a euphemism.
That's an adjective.
That's a description.
A euphemism is like while we were making hay, you know, baling hay, whatever. I'm not sure.
We were grudge fucking.
I was mowing the lawn, if you know what I mean. I was parking the car in the garage.
You can park your car in my garage. So I need to circle the block a couple times first.
It's back to the perfume counter for me. Where the fuck is that?
Because the garage is stinky, so we got to go back to the perfume counter.
And apparently full.
Oh my God, we have to.
Looks like it's back to the perfume counter for me.
There, of course it is.
I love it.
Oh, I have no fucking.
Oh, you're better at this. You give him names.
All
right. Oh, wait, you're just going to give me names?
Yeah, and you have to say who you want to marry, who you want to fuck.
I am sure there are not going to be names on my list.
Yeah,
it's way more fun when you do it with people like that I work with. But that's only fun for me and my colleagues. All right.
Because you know people I know.
You're not going to pick people you like.
No, or I pick the good ones. Like,
oh, I got it.
Like what?
Barbara Seville, Celia Putty, and...
Ophelia.
Who's the kleptomaniac? Claudia Bruchel. Claudia DeVille. What's her name?
B. Just B.
Oh my God.
B.
Okay. Oh my God.
I like it.
All right, Clayton. Fuck Mary.
I know how to play the game now. You get to do it to her.
We'd like to thank you for being here for Al's last show.
You can send your letters
to Buddy Early, Carol.
Oh. I haven't been robbed enough. I thought I'd piss off the kleptomaniac.
Who are you
going to
marry? Who are you going to fuck? Who are you going to kill?
Out of what? Those weren't real
names. Barbara Seville. Yeah, they were.
Yeah, that's your name.
Barbara Seville. Celia Putty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or Claudia B.
Can I just join the Catholic Church and just say none?
Well, they're all boys, so you're good to
you'd
fuck any of
them. You'd be fucking all of them. Yeah, you'd be fucking all of them if that's the case. Go ahead.
I don't
know. Well, the kill's easy.
It is.
Well, marry and
actually,
fuck.
The kill's easy.
Yeah.
It is?
The kill, sure.
We know who that is.
Well, my description didn't give it away.
Well, no, but I'm pandering.
Yeah, the kill's easy. We'll just let that one go. Yeah, I'm not going to mention the name. Camera. But let's say, so we're left with marry and fuck.
It could be a loveless marriage.
Actually, I guess I'll go with marry Barbara, fuck Celia.
Okay.
All
right. So you guys, by process of elimination, figured out who I'd kill.
Deductively. Yeah. Deductively, run away with that. All right.
I was told there'd be no math. Well,
but still, I'm not happy with that selection.
No.
Oh, yeah, because fucking Mitt Romney was the highlight of my week.
Oh, you grudge already fucking. You already answered?
It was a grudge fuck, so it had to have been a little
bit. Yeah, I grudge fucked right. Mitt Romney, so and I married Marcus Bachman.
Go ahead with Katie June.
Got it.
I'm ready. I'm excited for my
names. Go ahead with Katie June.
Oh, I have to pick names?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, I got nothing for that.
Come on. Pick three.
Okay. All right. All right. So,
you can always make them like good names. Like you can give her Bill Clinton, yes, Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Or girls.
Okay. Hang on.
Either. Really?
I get it. I get it.
I'm going to go.
Because I would marry.
Bill, Hillary, or
actually,
Barack.
I would marry Barack. I would fuck Bill Clinton.
So would everybody else.
No, I wouldn't. No, I didn't know she was definitely the third.
Yeah. Hillary's
third. Oh, she can go.
What?
There's that.
Well, she's not looking too good these days anyway.
I'm not going to fuck her. Well, and according to Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
Clayton, you're cracking me up.
Okay. I got three for you.
Okay, all right.
In no uncertain order, I got Janet Reno.
Oh.
Ooh.
Next caller.
That's ugly.
Janet Reno, Janet Napolitano.
Okay.
And LZ Grandmarin.
Oh, okay. Granderson.
Granderson, whatever it is. Grand Marnier, whatever it is.
If you don't fuck him, I will. Yeah. Just before you off him, give me a piece.
So here's you gave her three guys.
Yeah, basically.
Well,
there you have it.
Essentially. Okay, so I
want Marnie.
Actually, I think that's pretty easy.
I want Marnie.
I met LZ Granderson. He's hot as shit. I'm fucking LZ Granderson.
I'm on board with that.
I might double dip on that one.
I have in the past met Janet Napolitano, and I think she's really fantastic.
One question.
Yes?
Boxers or briefs with her?
I'm going to say briefs.
Tiny whiteies. She's got the exit door in front too.
Yeah, she
absolutely.
Does. But and I'm gonna I'm marrying
Janet Napolitano, and I have a lot in common. So
I'm actually marrying Janet Napolitano, and I'm happy about it. I'm actually happy about that union.
She's happy. Well, it's Washington D.C., so it's legal.
Feeling good about it.
There's
and I'm gonna kill Janet Reno for no other reason than I don't know that bitch.
Isn't she already dead? Actually,
no, not yet.
Do you want to put her on your list?
No. Maybe next week.
Yeah. So okay. That's mine.
Okay, so I got I want to take Marnie.
Oh,
okay. Marnie, you get.
I thought this was.
You're you wrapping get, this up.
He's ready.
I'm ready. I got Ted Nugent, Rush Limbaugh, and Newt Gingrich.
Can't you at least give her Candace? Can't you at least give her Candace?
I'm sorry, but if you fuck plastic, that's going to hurt. I don't think she's the right one.
She's the last one. No one. Oh, that is true. Well,
hurry,
no,
yeah, just a couple of
minutes. You give it to her.
Oh, goody.
With a power saw in the prison.
All right, so I have Ted Nugent.
Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh.
Oh. And you have Gingrich. The worst.
Seriously, that's a fucked
you
up
have to.
Gingrich is loaded, though.
And now, see, because I just learned how to play Limbaugh's this. I'm really good at board games. Because I just learned this. So you either have to kill somebody you want to fuck, or you got to fuck somebody you'd rather kill.
Yeah.
So you got to load the list that way.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sure there's another way to play it that's not offensive, but this is how I learned it.
I just want
to
leave load out of this with that
5
list.
Minutes ago.
All right.
Jesus Christ, it's cold in here.
But the air works. Shut up.
It feels great. Now.
We'll be ice skating after.
if we're going with the ice Easter skating theme, it's 3 days dead and buried.
The scream with somebody freezing to death jumped out.
The quicker you answer this, the quicker we can wrap this up.
Okay, we gotta get there.
We got a minute and a half. Go.
No, we can't skip Aaron.
I am going to. I am going to kill Nugent.
Okay.
Okay, fair. Oh. Fair.
I'll write that down.
Because he's on our list. So then we win.
Because I want to win, yeah.
How did he die? Lesbian in Arizona?
Next caller.
Winner.
I am going to...
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Not since 93,
91. Oh. I'm going to marry Gingrich because he'll get rid of me right away. Because
yeah, exactly.
He's
going to
move on. I'll say I'm sick or something. Yeah. And, then, and then I'm done with that.
Oh.
So that leaves fucking Limbaugh.
Oh.
And I'm going to laugh my ass off the whole time. You little.
And remember not to use birth control because then you'd be a slut.
Oh, exactly.
And that's going to be horror.
But either, right. Anyway, you're going to be a rich woman when this is over.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Yeah. And then you and Ernie can go off to Sesame Street and live happily ever after.
All right, I like it.
Okay, let's wrap up this dog and pony show.
Give it to Ernie.
Come on, Ernie.
Okay.
Get that mic. And
you have Michelle Bachman. We have to go with her. You have son of a bitch.
Kim Kardashian.
George W.
And Kim Kardashian.
Why?
Oh, and Kim Kardashian.
She's kind of hot and you kind of want to kill her.
And Chaz Bono.
Oh!
Chaz Bono.
This easy one.
Oh.
Remember, Chaz still has a vagina.
Right. Oh. Well, that's what I was going to say. I'd fuck Chaz Bono just to see what's happening.
We have our first live reporter.
Jesus.
Live from on the spot.
So that's, so that's how they do that.
Live from the red zone.
Live from the G spot.
And then I'm gonna marry Limbaugh. What's his name? George W. I'm gonna marry George W. because he's a heartless
he's
idiot.
Stupid.
Yeah, he's
and then
he won't know what's happening.
And then I'll just kill Michelle Bachman.
Yes,
I'm
done.
There. I'm
yes,
there.
I like it.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Oh, I thought you were saying Michelle Obama. I'm like, oh.
No, Michelle.
I have a mental block about
I was
going to
make Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachman, but they're really one and the same.
Yeah, it is the same.
Yeah.
Same song.
We made it
same
through
cunt.
It.
I am staying till this bottle of wine is gone.
I'm sure you are. It's the end of hour three. It's the show on Q Talk America. Thank you for being here. We have wrapped this up in a way that I did not think was going to be possible.
Nor I.
We've had a lot of fun. Thank you, Dion.
We've added the Death Watch and then the Who Would You Rather?
Fuck, Mary Kill.
Katie June. Marty Ryer, Al Perkins, Aaron Kerchief is with her.
Whatever. Like that.
Ernie. Kerchief.
And I am my cap. And I am my cap. I'm Clayton McKee. It's Key Talk America. We will leave you with this. We will
see you next Tuesday.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.